For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's soccer team is Raquel Thielen, a senior captain and midfielder from Andover, Minnesota. And another two wins for your team this weekend. First of all, congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
As a senior captain, like, have you ever been part of a team that's clicked so well?
In high school I was, but yeah, definitely this year it's been something else. Everybody's into it and everybody just really wants to win. So it's been really awesome.
You got the scoring started last Friday against Northern State at the 8:19 mark of the game. It was your third goal of the season. Do you remember it? Walk us through it.
Well, yeah, of course I remember it. But, yeah, it was pretty much just a throw-in and a cross and a flick. And then, yeah, I pretty much was just like, well, I better take the opportunity to shoot. So, yeah, that was pretty much it. So,
for your offense, what's been kind of the key? Has it been passing? Has it been offensive pressure? What's been the key to the success of this offense?
I think the key is just everybody working together and pressuring together, holding together. And it hasn't been just one individual. It's really been everybody all together. So,
your defense has got to help, too. Oh. Obviously, nearly flawless this season, only given up 2 points. Mm-hmm. How much confidence does that give your whole team?
I think it makes us really confident, and especially our goalies too, knowing that they have such a strong back line, and especially for us too, if it happens to get past our forwards and midfielders, as we're tracking back, we know we have a really solid line and the ball is going to be coming back up to us for sure. So
comparing American soccer or with British soccer or European soccer, do you know what I'm going to have to cut that part. I went the wrong direction. I was going to say the difference between American football and American soccer is in American football, you have a quarterback. Mm-hmm. I've always said that your defense is quarterbacked by Miranda Famstead. Mm-hmm. How much does she lead from back there?
Yeah, she's a huge leader. She definitely brings the kind of intensity that we need and energy that we need every game, and I think everybody else plays off of that. So yeah, she's awesome to have. So
your team then scores 6 goals against Moorhead this past weekend, including 2 by a freshman, Allie Smith. Mm-hmm. That's just one of those scores you never see in soccer. What was it about your team being able to score that many goals?
Again, I go back to everybody just working together. Everybody's pressuring together. Everybody's holding together. We're all defending. We're all going up. Yeah, and I just think it's just everybody working together. And yeah, just having the confidence and just knowing that we're going to score and we're not going to have goals against us. So
you mentioned goaltending, and you've got 2 goalkeepers that have been splitting the season. Of course, Kat hasn't allowed a single goal. Mm-hmm. Anna's only allowed 2. How different of goalkeepers are they?
Phoebe is very disciplined, where Kat's kind of more like she has fun, but then at the same time she knows when to be very intense. But I think they both bring a really, really good work rate, which is something that we always need. And they're also both very vocal, which is super important too, so to communicate with our back line. So
your team only has 6 more regular season games to look forward to. How fast has the season gone?
Oh my gosh, it's absolutely flown by. Yeah, I know, it's crazy. We only have 6 games. It's shocking. So, and then we have playoffs. So we're pretty much in playoff mode right now. So,
well, yeah, being number one in the conference, you got to be in playoff mode.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah. So yeah, these 6 games are super important for us. So
you've got Wayne State and Augustana coming up this weekend. You're back at home. What do you know about those two teams?
Well, Wayne State, you can't underestimate them, even though they're towards the bottom of the conference. So we're going to give it everything that we have. And then Augustana, obviously, is very good, too. So we have to just bring our A game both games. So
your team nickname is Rocky. Yeah. Obviously, Raquel, I figured, yeah, Rocky. What's the story behind that?
So my freshman year, actually our very first preseason practice ever, we were on the turf. I remember it like night and day. It's right there. It's clear as day. But one of our seniors, so we do a big sister, little sister, where you're paired with somebody who's older. And she just was, all of a sudden, she just passed it to me and she was like, "Hey, Rocky, that's going to be your new nickname." And I was like, oh, okay. So, and then it just stuck from there. So it's crazy how stuff like that happens. But yeah, it just stuck. So
who was that senior?
Emily Olson. Okay. So, yep. Yeah. So
who is your little sister this year?
My little sister this year is Melissa Soli. So, yep. Yeah.
And she's had a great season so far too, hasn't she?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Everybody's had a great season. So yeah, it's been awesome. So
what are your plans after BSU?
My plans after BSU are probably to go back to the cities, live at home for a little while. I'm an accounting major, so I'm going to do my CPA, and then hopefully have some sort of auditing job. So
sounds like a good plan, but first things first, yeah. Good luck this weekend and the rest of the way. We'll see you in the playoffs.
Yes, for sure. Thank you.